We need always to lean upon God, April 3. By faith he, Moses, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Moses was a child of God, chosen for a special work. Having been adopted by Pharaoh's daughter, he was greatly honored by those in the king's court. As the king's intended grandson, everyone was intensely desirous of exalting him. They looked upon him as the successor to the throne. Moses was a man of intelligence, and God in his providence placed him where he could acquire knowledge and fitness for a great work. He was thoroughly educated as a general. When he went out to meet the enemy, he was successful, and on his return from the battle, his praises were sung by the whole army. Notwithstanding this, Moses constantly kept in mind the fact that by his hand God would deliver the children of Israel. But although learned among the Egyptians, he received in the service of Pharaoh a certain mold that disqualified him for the wonderful work he was to do. This weakness was manifested when he visited his brethren and spied an Egyptian smiting in Hebrew. Moses took the case in hand and privately slew the Egyptian, and hid him in the sand. In order that Moses might be fitted for his appointed work, the God of heaven separated him from his former surroundings. He was to enter another school, the school of providence. What a change here took place in the life and employment of Moses. Looking at this experience from a human standpoint, observers would pronounce it a splendid failure on the part of Moses. Instead of allowing this learned general, who was regarded as fully prepared to do his appointed work, to go ahead and accomplish that which it had been foretold he should do, the Lord sent him into the mountains to obtain an education that would fit him to stand as the general of Israel. God designed that Moses should stand out alone, leaning upon his strong arm, that he should learn to pray and to believe. Everyone should have an individual experience. We should ever be learning the lessons that Providence designs us to learn. If we place ourselves where we look to others to brace us and support us, if we depend on finite help, we do not really know our own strength because we do not stand alone, making God our helper. When thrust out where we have to stand alone, the taproot of our faith fastens upon the only sure support, the infinite God.